Gosh. How do you think the mill contributed to the community at large?
Originally, that mill was the only thing in that city.
Mm.
It kept the city going. I mean, it donated the land where the sewage plant is and helped pay for it to be built.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of Brewer just rammed it right down their throat every time they turned around. It was a major taxpayer in that city. I mean, it kept the taxes down.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all the Walmarts in the world, but you got a big factory, and then you got people who work, who live in the area, you're going to spend money in that area. I mean, economically.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mill town. I mean, they did have other things going, I grant you. They used to have shoe factories and other stuff.
So how do you think the community's been affected since it closed down?
I don't think the community cares.
Really?
I think they cared, you know, to somewhat, but I don't think anybody really paid attention to what the mill was there.
Those that weren't involved.
Yeah, because now you got the Walmarts, people go to work at Walmarts and the restaurants. And
so it's kind of expanding out.
Brewer's expanding, and that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong with that. But I don't think the people realize. You don't realize something until it's gone.
Mm.
And then if you never worked in a mill setting, then you don't know what it's like. Because we were like a big, happy family. I mean, and it's like a divorce. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to see a lot of these guys ever again.
Mm.
I'm seeing more of these guys at funerals than I am at a wedding.
Really?
You know, a couple of guys have died since the mill went down. And, of course, I go to a wake or a funeral, and that's the only chance I get to see them.
Mm.